From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Greetings, and welcome once again to Scrapbook, Marshall County History. This time around, we are visiting with Loyal Dyrud, and today Loyal is going to be telling us the story of Elias Oz. Elias Oz was a minister who walked throughout Marshall County in the 1880s. Let's find out his story today with Loyal Dyrud on this edition of Scrapbook, Marshall County History.
Elias Oss, he has written a book called The Pioneer Pastor, and this is something I came across maybe about 15, 20 years ago. These were itinerant pastors that would travel through the area. The problem is that very few had written their autobiographies, and that's why this one is so extremely interesting. Now, most of you are aware that the land in the upper area here of northern Minnesota came out of the Indian tribes, the Ojibwe tribes, in the 1860s. Well, in the 1870s, it was finally surveyed and people started entering into the territory. There's a great influx of Norwegians that came into the Bigland area right around East Grand Forks, and they settled there from the Setesdal Valley. The land ran out around there. Many of these people that had settled and would come to their people, they were looking for other land, and so a lot of them ended up coming to the area around Thief River Falls, north of Thief River, from this particular valley. And as we know that people settled, they went to the places where their families could speak the same language as the rest of the people, and so you might say it was settled in layers. And in Exhale Township, it is a very interesting thing, and like every other township, the predominant ethnic groups in the south end of Exhale Township, primarily Norwegians, and in the north end, primarily Germans. As they settled in the southern part of the valley, there were all kinds of strange situations in Norway at the time, ranging from, land was, if anybody's ever been to Norway or flown over Norway, you see how very, very little land there is, and it's mainly mountains. So you can see where as the population grew, there's no land to support people. So they came here. And that's, they just flooded in to northwest Minnesota, a lot of them right here in the Thief River area. As we mentioned before, the 1904 brought in, that treaty opened up a whole lot of land to the east of Thief River, and again, they flocked in. But there was a great influx in the 1880s as well. And so, as it turns out, this area right up here in the central part of Marshall County, just north of Thief River Falls, these people came into the land, and those are some of my ancestors that came in here in 1886. But in 1885, this young man was sent up here on a whole mission project from Augsburg Seminary in Minneapolis, a Lutheran school, and he was between his second and last year at the seminary. And so he came up here, and there was no Thief River, so he wrote about settling in St. Hilaire, Minnesota. And he spent the summer there working out of St. Hilaire. He'd come to Thief River and he would say, when I got in there, it was an Indian town. And the Indians were really fine. They were no problem. They were very friendly Indians. But when they got drunk, it was a little harder to deal with them. But at any rate, he'd come up there on foot and he'd walk among the settlers. He had no horse, no oxen, and he would walk with low shoes, he said, so the water could run out of his shoes after he'd walked through the swamps. And it was nothing but, he said, sandridge and swamps. And he'd go to these various homes, and he sort of organized little congregations there. And he slept, he said, he'd never seen so many mosquitoes and so many bed bugs in his life. He organized, one of the congregations he organized would have been called Setesdal, which is about north of Thief River, about 8-9 miles. North of there was Emmanuel, which is east of Holt. He went up towards Middle River. He had a gathered with the people there in a Spruce Valley. Then he would go over towards into Folden, and he organized kind of little groups at Folden, West Docker, Bethania congregations. He went as far as Argyle area, and he had a couple there. And then he would circle back, and he would spend some time at Lanstead, which is 6 miles west of Thief River. In all his trip, it would be about 70 miles. That he would travel to these groups. Now, there were except for Lansted, I don't believe any of the others had actually church buildings yet. But this is what he did in the summer of 1885. And he gets back to Augsburg in the fall of the year, and he writes in his journal that he'd never had such a miserable part of his life. His feet had never been dry for the whole summer. And now he was back. There were very few bed bugs and no mosquitoes. And he entered into his last year of seminary work. Well, spring came, and now he's wondering, where should I go? He gets three calls, one from Fergus Falls, one from Madelia, and one from St. Hilaire. And so he went to the professor, the president of Augsburg Seminary, a man by the name of Georg Sverdrup, and he asked him, how do you know when God is calling you to a certain area? How can you keep it straight? You got three calls. How do you know which one God wants you to go to? And Sverdrup said something, I think it's just a marvelous response. He said, well, if you really want to know where God is calling you, go to the place you least want to go. And then you will know that it is a place, because you've gotten a call from that place, and that you're not interfering with your own desires. So Ah said, I went back up to St. Hilaire. I've always enjoyed that one. It makes me feel real good. So he goes to the place he least wants to go. But then he's quick to add, but I never regret it. It was a great experience. Well, one of the experiences that I just would like to share at the end is Christmas of his first year. It is 1886, and he's going to have a Christmas service out among the people in the Saddestall area, which is in Excel Township. Second day Christmas, December 26, 1886, he goes to Lansted, west of Thief River. He had 2 o'clock service there. And after he has the service there, he's supposed to have an 8 o'clock service in the Saddestall area. And so he heads out. Now it's getting dark. And he gets out. His horses didn't know the place because he says he'd only been there twice before coming there in the summer. And it's dark. And it's cold. And he must have come out on kind of that sand ridge we talked about where Harold Berg and the Bergs lived. And then he gets out about a couple miles beyond that, and then he's got to head east towards the Thief River. And he said he was totally lost. Pitch black. He couldn't see a thing. He couldn't let his horses find the place because they didn't know where they were. And he was honestly feeling that he was going to maybe freeze to death out there. It was midnight now. And then he saw a light. And so he drove the horses up to the light, and sure enough, there the Svenkesons were waiting for him. And the old man, they had met there at 8 o'clock, but since he hadn't come, everybody had gone home. But Svenkeson thought, maybe he's lost. So he left his lamplight going. So now Pastor Ah says, well, I guess it's too late for service. And Svenkeson said, oh, no, I'll round the people up. So he goes out into the night, rounds them up, brings in a whole group of people. They sit around, and they end up having service, and he baptizes 3 people that night. And he said, they go home happy at 2 o'clock in the morning. Of course, he'd taken up a collection for me. So he said he was happy, too. But the 3 baptisms that night, one of them happened to be my uncle, who had been born in November and then was baptized that night.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios, located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.